Today we're discussing a paper titled "Visual Distraction Undermines Moral Reasoning in Vision Language Models." This fits into a growing concern about how multimodal models handle sensitive reasoning when both images and text are present. By visual distraction, the authors mean visual elements that are irrelevant or salient enough to shift the model's attention away from the textual moral context. The central question they raise is whether such visual inputs can change a model's moral judgments and why that matters for safety.
From a research perspective, the paper asks how moral reasoning outputs change when a model must integrate text and potentially distracting images. It tests model behaviors by pairing moral queries with different visual stimuli and observing changes in responses, so it's directly probing multimodal alignment and robustness. This line of inquiry helps clarify whether failures come from the vision encoder, the fusion mechanism, or the model's reasoning layer.
For practitioners, that question matters because deployed systems often see varied and noisy visual inputs that weren't anticipated during training. If visuals can shift moral or safety-related outputs, that affects content moderation, user safety, and trust in production features. It raises immediate concerns about testing protocols and runtime monitoring for multimodal pipelines.
Good points. This episode will unpack which specific behaviors were tested and why the findings matter to both researchers and engineers. We'll also look at practical implications and possible mitigations in the next segment. Jamie, Mark, let's dive deeper after a brief transition.
Jamie, the authors define moral reasoning as the model's judgments on ethically charged scenarios presented in text, and visual distraction as images that are salient but irrelevant to the moral content. They pair moral queries with different images, some neutral, some attention-grabbing, and compare the model's textual responses across conditions. The evaluation checks whether and how responses shift when the image changes, attributing changes to multimodal integration rather than pure text understanding.
So the setup isolates whether adding an image alters a model's moral output, which gets at multimodal robustness and safety. Mark, what does that imply for teams running models in production?
Methodologically, the novelty is systematic pairing and controlled variation of images with fixed moral prompts to observe causal effects on outputs. The authors also analyze which visual features correlate with changes, helping to localize whether distraction stems from salience or from specific image content. That approach helps separate vision-to-reasoning interference from general model disagreement.
In short, they're testing causality between images and moral answers and probing where the failure modes lie. Mark, can you talk about practical use cases and why teams should care?
For practitioners, this impacts safety evaluations, alignment testing, and content moderation pipelines that accept images and text together. Tests that only look at text may miss shift behavior when real user images are introduced, so risk assessments should include multimodal scenarios. This particularly affects features that infer intent or make normative judgments for downstream actions.
Good. That highlights why experiments like this should be part of model evaluation. Jamie, what are the main limitations we should keep in mind when interpreting these results?
Limitations include the scope of visual stimuli tested. If the paper uses a narrow set of images, the effect may not generalize across different datasets or cultural contexts. Measurement validity is another concern. Changes in wording or confidence may not equate to substantive moral failure without human-anchored evaluation. So the reported undermines should be read as conditional shifts in model outputs, not definitive evidence of moral collapse.
That careful reading matters for teams deciding how to react to these findings. Mark, operationally, what testing and monitoring steps would you recommend?
Mark, start by adding multimodal test cases to CI and staging that mirror likely production images paired with safety-critical prompts and log both inputs and model rationales when available. Implement runtime checks to detect unusually salient or out-of-distribution images and flag them for additional review rather than auto-action. These steps help detect when visual inputs are driving unexpected changes without blocking normal traffic outright.
What engineering mitigations are realistic given latency and false positive concerns in production?
Mark, practical fixes include input filtering to remove clearly irrelevant visuals, multimodal fine-tuning on curated datasets to reduce spurious correlations, and prompt engineering that emphasizes which modalities to prioritize. Teams should balance mitigation cost. Lightweight filters and prompt constraints add little latency, whereas multimodal retraining and sophisticated visual classifiers increase compute and false positive risk. Monitoring and staged rollouts make it possible to tune these trade-offs safely.
Interpreting the strength of the effect requires replication across models and broader benchmarks, and ideally human evaluation to assess whether changed outputs are meaningfully worse. The paper raises a plausible mechanism, but doesn't settle how universally strong or persistent the effect is. Follow-up work should test more architectures and diverse image sets before translating findings into hard policy.
For immediate priorities, I'd advise added multimodal tests, conservative runtime flags for surprising image text divergences, and operational playbooks for human review. Those steps are actionable and help manage risk while the research community expands benchmarks and replicates results. Practically, teams should add multimodal safety tests to CI that pair safety-critical prompts with a range of likely images and log divergences for review. Immediate mitigations include input filtering for clearly irrelevant visuals, conservative runtime flags for surprising image text divergences, and a human-in-the-loop review path for flagged cases. Prioritize risk assessment on features that make normative judgments or drive automated actions.
Those are concrete steps teams can implement quickly and at low cost to reduce immediate risk. I'll note that these measures are meant to buy time while more robust fixes and evaluations are developed.
From a research perspective, the main open questions are replication across architectures, testing with broader and culturally diverse image sets, and anchoring changes in outputs to human judgments. We also need standardized benchmarks and human-centered evaluation to determine whether output shifts are actually harmful or just stylistic.
Operationally, combine lightweight filters and prompt constraints as a first line of defense, and plan staged rollouts for any model updates that affect multimodal fusion. Ensure logging captures both visual inputs and the model's rationale when available, so analysts can trace when and why moral outputs shift.
For researchers and engineers, suggested actions are clear. Replicate the study across models, expand stimulus sets, incorporate human evaluations, and publish benchmarks that include multimodal safety cases. Teams should also translate findings into measurable acceptance criteria before enabling automatic decisions in production.
Be cautious about overstating the result. The paper documents conditional shifts in outputs when images are introduced, but measuring substantive moral failure requires human anchoring and broader tests. Follow-up work should compare architectures and fusion strategies to see which designs are more robust.
As a short checklist, add multimodal scenarios to tests, implement conservative runtime flags, route flagged cases to human review, and use staged rollouts with tight monitoring. These steps keep systems usable while limiting the risk that irrelevant visuals change safety-critical judgments.
To wrap up, the paper highlights that visual distraction can change VLM moral outputs and that multimodal robustness belongs in standard safety pipelines. It outlines practical mitigations and clear research directions without claiming universal failure. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcsEV LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.